Hey, everybody, if you have been loving the show so far, we would love your support in helping us grow. You can do that by subscribing and leaving us a review when you're finished with today's episode. Thanks.
The podcast was all about, or is all about, me trying to find a way to share the experience, the blessing. I can't even overstate what a blessing it is. The blessing it's been for the last 16 years to have a place that I can go every day and be surrounded by positive, powerful, uplifting, encouraging, happy women.
Hey everyone, welcome back to She's Simply Amazing, a podcast all about sharing the stories of women that can inspire us to live a huge, beautiful, and amazing life. I'm your host, Carrie Brinton. Hey, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining me. So this week we're going to do something just a little bit different than we have in the past. I'm actually going to share with you an episode that I did over on another podcast called Crafting a Meaningful Life. And the host is none other than my good friend, Mary Crafts, who was on this podcast a couple of weeks ago. So she had me over, she interviewed me, and the episode went really well. And I talked about a lot of things that I really just wanted to share with you guys. So I thought I would repost it over here. We talk a lot about what it was like starting Elay, starting NEMA, what our intentions were behind those companies. And then we really jump into what this podcast is all about and the message that I'm trying to share with all of you that are listening to this. So I hope you like this podcast. If you love what Mary has to say, she's got a lot of really great insights. Head on over to her podcast. Again, it's called Crafting a Meaningful Life with Mary Crafts, and you can find that anywhere that podcasts are hosted. So thanks so much, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
Today's podcast, number 154, oh my gosh, is with my good friend, Carrie Brinton. Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Mary. I am so excited to be here with you.
And normally, because since COVID, I've done these virtually, but today we decided to do this face-to-face.
We're doing it.
So Carrie and I shared a podcast, your podcast. I was a guest on yours, and that was part of how we connected. So let's start with telling people a little bit about you and your podcast.
Okay.
And let's go from there.
Okay, let's start maybe personally. I'm the mother of four. They're all teenagers. I have 14, 16, 17, and 19. So,
and I have this woman sitting in front of me who looks like she's 19 herself. I mean, seriously.
Well, that leads into my professional life, which is I am the owner, founder, co-owner, co-founder of Elay's Medical Spas here in Utah and also the National Institute of Medical Aesthetics. So my whole professional world is beauty, but more importantly, and really more my focus, especially these days, is really it's all about women and creating opportunities for women, empowering women. And like you were just talking about, finding ways not to just physically bring confidence to women, but through our podcast, She's Simply Amazing, sharing the stories of incredible women, just women that I find that are interesting, but also relatable. I do think that there's so much to be said about people that have true confidence because it comes across as love, as kindness, as authenticity, as vulnerability. They're willing to share their weaknesses. So my podcast that I do, it's called She's Simply Amazing, and it's just stories of women. You did your podcast, and I was so inspired by your story of the weight loss and the climbing Kilimanjaro, but what really made me want to have you on was when you were sharing the story of being nervous to go into events, right? Because to me, I just was like, Mary Crafts is this powerful woman that I've watched for years, and here she is.
Surely she's not.
Yeah, and surely she's not afraid of anything, and here you are just admitting that it makes you nervous in these social situations, and so I could relate to that, so that's kind of me. And my husband, Matt, runs all of these businesses with me, and he's incredible. And I have to give him so much credit for what we do as well.
Wow. So, Carrie, we're going to go into a deep part of this, and I'm sure you've been confronted on some of this before.
Sure.
But it's a kind of a jump when you think about being the owner of a spa that focuses on physical beauty.
Yeah.
And hey, I got the Botox. This is not like that, something I don't, you know, enjoy as well. But oftentimes when we think about owners of those kind of spas who are creating atmospheres for women to quote, maintain a fake beauty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Not that I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
And that's their focus. And yet I don't sense that's what's in your heart and what you ever started to create.
No, I mean, thank you for saying that, because you're right. I mean, let me kind of maybe start a little bit at the beginning. When I started Elay's Medical Spas, it had nothing to do with the fact that I loved beauty. I was as far from a beauty expert as you can get. I didn't do my makeup. I barely did my hair. I didn't have a hairdresser. I was still running over to Great Clips to get my hair cut. Like, I just didn't know this world at all, but I was a business-minded person. And the opportunity to run a business came, and it just so happened that it came in this world of what we now call medical spas. Back then, they just didn't, it was just this kind of thing that doctors did is all it was. So anyway, that was really more of an opportunity, and we didn't set out to be something in the beauty world. But when the opportunity came, I had a three-year-old, I had a one-year-old, I had a one-and-a-half-year-old, and I delivered our third 6 weeks before we opened our first clinic. And then Matt at the time was a new attorney. He was working the 60 hours a week, coming home at 2 a.m., sleeping for a couple hours, going back to the office. That was our regular life. And so when I started this business, I realized very quickly, like, this is going to take a lot of time away from my kids. And that was a big thing for me. I didn't take it lightly. And I had that concern. And then you couple that with, I did ask myself those questions, is, am I promoting something that's vanity? Am I creating a bigger hurdle for women than we already have to overcome? And so I thought long and hard about, is this the right thing to do? Is it worth me taking time away from my children to get into this type of an industry? And so from the very early days, my partner and I at the time, we really decided that we were going to take this and use it as an opportunity to send a good message to women. And that message has evolved, and we didn't start out with like a really clear way of doing that, but it has evolved into two key messages, and it's our mottos for our two different companies. At NEMA, we use the motto, creating opportunity. At Elay's, we use the motto, empowering you.
And so NEMA is your school?
NEMA's the school. We started NEMA so Elay's started in 2004, NEMA started in 2009, about 5 years apart. So those are our two mottos, and they're not just marketing cliches. They really have a lot of deep meaning for us. And what we've tried to create are companies that focus on, with the school, it's what can the education do for you and the career opportunities that this industry creates. I love that this is an industry that's flexible for women. And we do have men in this industry for sure, but it is majority women. It allows them to go the professional route and be educators or work in the sales field or work in the development field. There's a lot of really career type jobs, but it also, on the very far other end of the spectrum, allows them to be part-time in the workforce and part-time moms. And that's a big part of who we employ, are women that need to get out of the house, but also want to be able to fulfill that mom role to their highest potential. And this industry in general creates that opportunity. And then with Elay's Empowering You, we've really focused on making sure that we never create a message that there's a standard that you have to hit, that you don't have to get your lips filled because that's the standard. Just get your lips filled if they're bothering you and you feel like a different look or something evening out your lips or whatever it is going to bring you more confidence. Don't get Botox because the standard in your neighborhood is that all women get Botox. So we've tried really hard to make sure that in our marketing, in the way we treat our clients, in our messaging, that we don't portray that there's a standard, and that we also communicate there is no standard. There's nothing that you have to meet up to. Using these services is really all about, the way I look at it, is removing obstacles. So if there's something that's holding you back from being totally confident, like for you, you have your weight loss story, right? That was holding you back. Mm-hmm. We don't do weight loss, but for a lot of people, that visual side, we wake up in the morning and we get frustrated about the bags under our eyes, and we get frustrated about the wrinkles, or we get frustrated about the love handles. And those may seem like vain things, but we know for women, they're real things. And those frustrations and those insecurities hold us back from being the most amazing that we can be. So I like to look at our services as a tool, I guess, if you will, for women to get rid of things that are holding them back from being their most amazing selves. And I think you have to love who you are,
before you can use these tools correctly, because they're not going to create self-love. They're not going to create, I don't want to say self-esteem because that's a little bit shallow. Self-worth is a better word. They're not going to create self-worth. If you don't love yourself, Botox is not going to make you love yourself.
Right.
But if you love yourself, but you feel insecure about your wrinkles, and that's real. That is so real. And people that'll call it vanity, I will fight with you to the end because that's real. If you love yourself, but these things are frustrating you or holding you back, or just they're that last step in the confidence that you need, then by all means, come in, take advantage of these services. And we really do try and create a culture where you come in and you are welcomed, you are loved. I hear a lot of people say, and this is what makes me the most sad, is they have this belief that you have to be at a certain level to be able to come in and use these services, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, I want to come in there, but I just like, I don't feel like I'm like pretty enough. which is such a weird message, but I do get it. Yeah. It's kind of like, we all assume, not just with this industry, but we all assume that there's this group over to the side that gets it, right? That understands it, that they've got it all together and they're confident. And we're like, I can't go into that group until I'm at their level. I think with beauty, people see that, like, I don't deserve to have those services yet. I'm not quite there, or it's not going to make a difference for me. And I would just invite people, if it's not Elay's, whatever, you're welcome here. You are encouraged to come in. And if it's nothing more than just come in and get a facial, because I promise you the experience of being with other like-minded women that love you is going to be uplifting for you.
There is nothing like having a facial, have someone massage your skin and massage your scalp. And as much as we try and sometimes do those services for ourselves, it doesn't feel the same.
It's not going to work the same here. It doesn't feel the same.
And I love that. As I think about these kind of services, I think about thinking of the woman as a whole piece.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're only focused on the physical, that's the only piece of joy you will have. Yeah. And as we all know, eventually we're going to be 100.
Okay? Yeah. Well, you're going to be 105.
Yeah, 105.
Yes, 104.
And eventually we're all going to be that age. And I was looking at a piece on LinkedIn feed where a 96-year-old woman had beat COVID, and she talked about how her attitude was so fabulous. And she knew that it was her attitude toward life and she was so... But I was struck with how beautiful she was, even though her face was wrinkled and she was obviously older. She did not look 96, I can tell you that. But there was a confidence about her with how she just had put herself physically together. Mm-hmm. And that was an outgrowth of how she felt inside. So when we look to healing the whole self emotionally, spiritually, physically, all those pieces together make for a whole you. And I've seen some women, though, that it's like they wear it like a badge of honor that they have not one thing done. They have no Botox. They have all their gray hair. They have, and if that's right for them, I have no problem with that. So on this end of the spectrum, from someone who does color their hair and does have Botox, I have no problem with the woman who chooses not to. But the flip side, I would like to also be true, that she can love and accept me for having those services done, because I feel more of a whole person as it. And just coming into my own, starting at age 50, I was already past the joys of youth. And I'm like, well, dang, I'm just now getting to the point of loving myself. I'm gonna claim some of that, you know, joy of youth as well.
Absolutely.
So I remember the first time you talked about doing what's right for you. And of course, Angelina Jolie was just like big and hot and very important in the world. And in her
she gave us the lips.
The lips. And I thought, wow, that would really do it for me. And I thought, if I just had those lips, I went in and I had the filler done. And I thought afterwards, I seriously look like I have been hit in the mouth with a baseball going 90 mile an hour.
Yeah.
And that was, I knew that piece was not for me.
It didn't fit you.
Yeah, that was not me. And I didn't look like myself, and I felt uncomfortable. And I think that's the biggest thing as women walk through what is right for them.
Yeah.
That setting aside other people's expectations, what is right for you. And that is one of the key pieces. So that's where you started. Mm-hmm. But then you decided, wait, I have always been about the whole woman. Mm-hmm. What's my next step? And so then you decided to do this podcast. So tell me about that.
Well, I think the podcast, yeah, you're right. It is about getting that whole story out, because we don't talk about, we do kind of beauty snippets on it, but on my episodes that I do, I don't talk about beauty. I don't talk about our businesses or in this industry at all. I mean, one, I'm very grateful that our businesses are at a point where I can step back and be able to do these passion projects. But the podcast was all about, or is all about, me trying to find a way to share the experience, the blessing. It's a huge blessing. I can't even overstate what a blessing it is. The blessing it's been for the last 16 years to have a place that I can go every day and be surrounded by positive, powerful, uplifting, encouraging, happy women.
Yeah.
I mean, I
just walking into your business,
yes,
I feel that.
I know.
Yeah, and they're like, hi,
you.
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, love that splash of blonde you've got in your dark hair. I mean, they just were so embracing.
Oh, good, yeah. Because we try so hard to make that the focus of who we are. But okay, so as women, we all deal with, I'll call it depression, and I don't want to take away from the real clinical depression that people struggle with, but we all deal with just the ups and downs, right?
The up and down of not being enough.
Yeah.
Oh, today is so hard for me.
Right. I mean, you wake up, I do, and I'm going to assume most people experience this. I will wake up some mornings and I just go, oh, it's going to be a bad day, right? Like not long term, but I wake up and there's something like,
yeah.
And it's like the chemicals in your brain went wacko overnight and you're just like, oh, I'm off. And we have those days where we just know it's going to be harder to put the smile on our face, or we mm-hmm. wake up feeling not enough. We're overwhelmed. Whatever it was, whether there's a reason or we're just being women and it comes. And I feel like it's been such a blessing that on those days, I get up and I go to an office where I'm going to have smile after smile. And I have women who will talk to me about what's going on with their kids, and we can share mm-hmm. those stories. And I'll see clients come through the door and they say, thank you for creating this environment. Or I hear stories from my estheticians about their client came in feeling bad and they just had a fun conversation with them. Not always life-changing, but I just had a great conversation. Yeah. Or someone brought my cookies. There's so many stories. So the podcast is our way of trying to get that feeling out to women. I wish so badly when I talk to my friends or family that don't have this same opportunity, that when they're feeling down, I wish so badly that they could just come hang out in one of our clinics or in our school for a day. Sometimes I'm like, just run over to Iglesias. Just stand in the lobby. Just go talk to the receptionist. They'll build you up, I promise. So the podcast is just about that, like looking for people that I find interesting, that I think have a story in their life. And sometimes it's great accomplishments. Sometimes it's overcoming hurdles. Sometimes it's real tragedy they've experienced. Sometimes, like your story, it's like personal goals that they set out for transformation. It's a huge variety. But it's just telling those stories. And what I hope is that when people listen to our episodes, they can listen to the story and get little snippets of little nuggets of wisdom from them. Mm-hmm. They can say, like I did with you, oh my gosh, that lady went through that. Well, I went through that. Look how she handled it. Look at the little things that she did in her life to change it. Maybe I can do that. We're seeing women that have accomplished some really cool things, and have women that are wanting, they're like on the cusp of starting their dream, to listen to it and go, oh, maybe I can do that. If she did that with her challenges, maybe I can put my challenge into perspective and do it. That's what I hope, is that people, they love the stories, but I hope that it inspires them in a real way. I have to say, sometimes so many podcasts, well, like the big national popular ones, which I'm nowhere near. You're a lot closer than I am.
No.
But you listen to those sometimes and it's these amazing authors and these amazing actors and these amazing millionaires. And I personally almost feel demotivated, because it seems a little bit too far out of reach, or maybe it just doesn't seem like something I want to do. Like, I don't want to be Instagram famous. I don't want to be super rich. I don't want those things. I just want my life to be a little bit better. I want it to be a little teeny bit more amazing. I want to accomplish my little goals.
Right.
And so with my podcast, what I was hoping is to find people that are relatable, where you can go, that could be a stretch goal for me, or I can learn from that person because she's experienced things I've experienced. So I hope it's inspiring. I also really hope it's relatable.
I remember when we did our podcast and we'd been talking for what seemed like a long time, like I don't know, 40 minutes,
before we
45
turned it on.
Minutes. And then just before we ended, after I felt like I'd given every ounce of wisdom that I had, and I was loving how it went, you said, so Mary, in closing, what is the one piece of inspiration you'd like to leave with our listeners? And for a moment, my mind just went completely like this white wall. I was just like, I have something else. I haven't given enough. What you want to, you know? And then just this peace came over me as I realized, yes, the reason I do this is to inspire other women that, yes, please believe that nothing is impossible. And more importantly, that it's never too late. And after I said that, I realized that that was such a part of my message. And so when you promoted your podcast, that's what I put on there every time. It's like, oh, thanks. I'm never too late. It's, you know, nothing's impossible. Believe this, you know. Yeah. So just being on your podcast was an inspiration to me to help narrow down and target down what really is important to me. Yes, I want to empower women to be fearless. Mm-hmm. But so many women say, well, it's too late for me.
I agree.
Well, I'm in these situations, so that's probably impossible for me.
I think women, a lot of the messages that I've heard in the stories that I've done is that idea that you can change your path. And I think for whatever reason as women, we assume that the path we chose early on has to be our path forever. Right. And so I loved your message of it's never too late. And I don't even think that has to mean you're 65. Like, I don't think that that idea has to only apply to people when like age related.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot of young women that think I didn't straight A's. I didn't ace high school. I never made it through college.
I didn't go through college. Yeah.
Right. I didn't go to college. So how could I possibly be career? Or, you know what? I've been at home with my kids for so long. How could I possibly get, I mean, I hear that all the time. How would I get back into the workforce? My answer to that is, do you know the value that mature women bring to a workforce when you've experienced motherhood and you have that wisdom and maturity? But they don't, someone needs to say that to women. Somehow they feel like I've been doing motherhood for so long. How could I possibly shift?
Right.
So I love that message that you gave of it's never too late. It's just, you can shift. You can have three roles. You can be three different people. And that's great. That's acceptable. You don't have to worry that just because your kids know you one way that you can't go out into the workforce and be a different person out there. And just because your friends know you one way doesn't mean that you have to be that same persona, I don't know, online or at your career or in your hobbies or whatever they are. You're allowed to be multiple things and to have multiple roles. And whenever you want to start them, you can start them.
I think that is such a key piece, Carrie, because some people are mentally aging, regardless of what their physical age is.
Yeah.
I've seen women that are in their, you know, late 20s, they have children, they didn't finish college, and their mindset is, well, it's really too late for me. I've already started my family. Mm-hmm. I didn't finish college, and all these I didn'ts, and they think that they're locked into something.
Mm-hmm.
And that can apply that I'm too old concept at any age.
Totally. At any age.
Yeah. You don't have to be my age to feel that way.
Right. Exactly.
Thank heavens.
I know. I think we've all felt that. We've definitely all felt that at some moment of just like, oh, I think a big piece of it is looking at, let's say you want to start a podcast, just for example, right? And this is something that I felt very specifically. You look at it and then you go out onto Apple Podcasts and you look at all the podcasts and you're like, well, but there's already so many podcasts with so many reviews and such a big audience. And there's already 100 women doing empowerment podcasts. And so we assume that it's too late, maybe because we just think someone's already beat us to the finish line. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so we hesitate. And I'm not saying this because I got it figured out. I'm saying this because this is what I went through. I hesitated to do this podcast for a really, really long time because I thought I can't compete with all of these people that are already professional podcasters, that are coaches, that are really, really successful business people.
And then I think that idea that you're going to do it a little bit differently.
A little different.
And here's the thing. There's only one person that's going to be the best. That word, the best, automatically means one person, right? So if we just accept the fact there's only going to be one person that's going to be the best, it's probably not going to be you. So who cares? You already know you're not going to be the best. Get in and have fun. Get in and do it. Get in and let it be fulfilling in your life. That's finally where I got to with the podcast was like, this is something I want to do. It might just really suck. It might be terrible. I might not be good at it. I might not be able to get anyone on here because they're like, who are you? But I just finally realized like, this is eating at me. I want to do it. And so even if I'm not the best, I'm just going to give it a shot. I'm just going to go for it. I hope that women, everybody, not just women, can accept that idea that like, you don't have to be the best to jump into something. You don't even really have to be in the top 25. You don't even have to be anywhere on the radar. Mm-hmm. You can do something just because you love it, just because it brings joy.
And I think of you, obviously, I never went into this with the goal of I'm going to be the best podcaster that ever lived.
Yeah.
But I did go into the goal that I'm going to be the best for somebody.
Yeah.
If I just touch one and change one life, you know, that's why I never take this necklace off. It's a single euro with the number one cut out.
Oh.
And I wear it every day. I never take it off, except if I'm at a spa.
Yeah.
And when I hold it, it reminds me, Mary, you are just one. But one is enough to make a difference. And so I may not touch everyone's life, but if I can make the difference in one, it is the pebble dropped in the water. Yeah. That one then affects another, affects another, affects another. And you don't know how far the ripples go out of changing just one life.
Well, I feel like you have done that for me. I consider you one of my, you're a great friend. We've really only known each other for a very short time. But listening to your words made a difference for me. And I was nervous to reach out to you to ask you to be on my podcast.
Because, oh my goodness.
Well, because to me, you're this larger than life lady. And so I was kind of like on my knees begging, like, please, please. I know I'm brand new and I'm like, it's a tiny audience, but please. And just being around you and getting to know you and the few conversations we've been able to have, it's made a difference for me. So I love that you say that because it's so true. If you can just help just one, and sometimes you're like, well, yeah, social media, there's people with a million followers.
And that's not me either.
No.
And people come to you and they say, we can get your following to be a million. I said, a million people who love me or a million people that just like have clicked follow.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm okay I think I only have like, I think 3,000 on Facebook I have a lot more on Facebook, on Instagram that follow me.
Yeah.
But there are 3,000 people who want to follow me.
Right.
Who want to hear what I have to say. Not a million people who could care less what Mary Crafts in Utah is babbling about.
It's so hard to stay focused on, back to your original comment, how you opened this show. It's so hard to stay focused on being truly confident as opposed to having the appearance of confidence, right? Because that million followers, wow, that can create a lot of fake confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's really hard to remind yourself, like, I need to really love myself. I need to really be confident in who I am and not put on the fake social media followers or not use Botox to build that fake confidence or not, I don't know, be with people that aren't my true friends, but because I feel like whatever, they're going to build my social status or whatever it is. I think the point is you got to have that. I don't know. How do I say this? It's got to be real and true to your heart, that that confidence. And
authentic.
Yeah, being that authentic. I think if you have that authentic love for yourself, then you're really okay with that idea you just said of, if I can help 1, 2, 10 people over my lifetime, I've done something good.
Yeah.
My intention has been good. I'm a good
person.
Because
in reality, the reality of how statistics work is if you've helped 10, you've probably helped 1,000.
Right. Right. If you can build them up, they can build somebody else up. Yeah.
Carrie, through your podcast, in closing, I just kind of want you to tell me a little bit about how doing these podcasts have changed you personally, your life, the woman you see yourself as today versus where you were, and maybe a couple examples of some of the best podcasts and the best lessons that you took away that changed the trajectory of your life.
Okay. Well, I have a lot fewer episodes than you, so I could probably actually name all of them. Because I'm new at this. I tell my husband all the time, like, this podcast is my therapy. And I mean that so sincerely. You probably feel that.
I do that. Right? Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm sorry to whatever therapist would have gotten my money. But sitting with a friend, and I truly believe that every person I interview by the end of it is my friend.
Yeah.
Sitting with a friend and just talking it just fills my heart. It fills my heart. I feel like these last few months of doing this podcast has been the biggest blessing ever. Specific lessons. I think one of the very first ones we did was with one of our injectors, Sherry Kwai, who is right now dealing with stage 4 lung cancer. And she doesn't know where it's going to end right now, but she's got a positive attitude. And her main message is knowledge is power. That was really impactful for me to recognize that you have to advocate for yourself. You have to be your own biggest fan, your own biggest promoter. In her case, she was her own physician, I guess, in a way, finding her own solutions. And that was a very, very powerful, strong message for me. I met with Mandy Shaw her episode comes out tomorrow, and she tells her story of losing her son. I've had a few guests that have lost family mm-hmm. members. She tells the story of losing her son and just the choice. A lot of the lessons have been that things in life are a choice. You can allow yourself to be a victim, or you can choose not to. I know that sounds so cliche, like a message we've heard forever, but just that idea of you literally have to choose how you are going to approach yeah. life. Yeah. And I use that thought all the time. I don't know that I'm necessarily a better person in my actions, but in my mind, I'm trying. I'm trying to be a better person.
Well, you might walk up to a situation that you would have handled one direction.
Totally.
And then all of a sudden, that lesson that you learned from someone or heard comes mm-hmm. to you. And you're like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, this is one of those moments
yes.
where I can choose something different.
Yes.
I don't have to choose to be a victim.
Yes.
I can choose.
I can do this.
Woo-hoo.
I mean, there's been so many, but the other last one, and these, maybe I'm remembering these because they're the most recent episodes, but I interviewed Amy Christian, she's one of our team members at Elays, and she runs ultra marathons, so 50 mm-hmm. and 100 milers. Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Yeah.
But the lesson that I learned from her was to make small adjustments. And she said she focuses on when she's running and she feels pain or she wants to quit or things like that. Instead of trying to find a solution to make the pain go away, she's talking about physical pain, but instead of trying to figure out how to make it go away, she just makes small adjustments so that she can tolerate it enough to keep moving. And I thought that was super powerful analogy in life, because so many times we want the pain, we want the negative, we want the person, we want the situation to go away. We say our prayers at night and we say, please bless us that none of this is going to happen. And please bless that this will go away. And please make sure that I don't have to experience that. But I loved her concept of the pain's not going away. Like, it's going to sit there as long as it needs to sit there, whether it's the end of the race or the end of the experience that God wants you to have. So really our responsibility is to figure out, what tiny adjustment can I make so that I can endure this, so that mm-hmm. I can thrive in this, so that I can learn the lesson, so that I can not be a victim? And to me, that was like, oh, wow. So I don't have to try and solve every problem. I just have to adjust my mindset. I have to adjust my approach and figure out how do I endure this? How do mm-hmm. I learn from this? Let's say, how do I learn from this? So lots of really great messages. And like I said, I wish everybody could do a podcast. It's so much fun.
It is. There are sometimes I think, oh, okay, I think this was my last one.
Yeah.
I'm not, I really, it takes too much time and energy, blah, blah. And then I think about, like, I will have left this podcast thinking, I love this. I love this opportunity to sit across from a woman and mm-hmm. to share her heart and experiences and her growth path and to understand that. Because you are not just your blonde hair. You are not just the owner of a fake beauty spa.
Yeah,
you know
I
mean?
Hope not.
You
yeah.
are not just a mother of 4. You are not just all these labels. You're a whole person with whole beauty and whole aspirations. and whole love for bringing something beautiful to this life for you and everyone around you. And that's a piece that I get to see now of you. And hopefully through our podcast, Carrie, we allow people to see that of other women as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mary.
So I'm going to do the same thing to you that you did to me.
Oh, shoot.
So it's the end of the podcast. You think you've given it all. And I'm going to say, what's your one last thought of inspiration that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
I didn't give you enough. Come on, Mary. I know. I remember asking you that and your face went like, are you kidding me, lady?
As all, what up?
Shoot, I shouldn't have said that. All right, let's see. I think I shared this message on my Instagram the other day, and I don't even know why it popped into my head, but it kind of had a meaning for me at the moment. I shared a picture of myself sitting on my closet floor. I just snapped a selfie. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was just me. And the idea that came to my head is that average is good enough, or average is awesome. Let's say that. Average is awesome. And I know that might sound like the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish, but I want women to understand that to live a beautiful life, to be happy, to love yourself, to feel confident, that genuine confidence, to have strong relationships, to accomplish professionally, to go after your hobbies and interests and passions, to do all of these things that we hear on all these podcasts, you don't have to be this incredible person. You don't have to have the list of awards. You don't have to have started a business. Those are the people that end up on podcasts and TV just because we can find their name, right? Because when we research for podcast guests, those are the names that come up. You don't have to be that person to go out and live a beautiful life. You don't have to be something incredibly unique. You just don't. You are enough the way you are to go out and and build something beautiful for you and for others. And I want people to believe that, because I do believe that that's what holds us back, is that idea that I have to be something more than I am in order to help others or in order to love myself. And you don't. You're great right now. You're perfect right now. Just go do it. Go do what's in your heart.
What a beautiful, thank you for sharing that last thought, because it is a fine line between being at peace with yourself and content.
Yeah.
And yet looking to the future for what's next for me. Where is a piece of me where I might find fulfillment?
Yeah.
Where might I give a gift? And yet being content.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, and that is possible. I know it is. I'm not sure I'm there yet, but I know that it's a goal for me to be 100% content and 100% in movement.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of She's Simply Amazing. If you are loving this podcast and getting so much out of it, please help us grow it. You can subscribe to the podcast and share each episode that you love. You can join our community on Instagram by following @SimplyAmazingPodcast. And please, please, if you're loving this, go leave us a review on whatever platform you listen. Those reviews really help us grow. We'll see you next week.